You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Harper Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird is a literary staple of classrooms and theaters around the country. While most Kalamazoo Central High School theater students will be working on a regular performance of the play, 13 of them are doing a companion piece. They took themes from the book and related them to their own lives in the form of forum theater. Guest director Kevin Dodd explains.
It's writing a short play and then stopping it right at the point of the climax of the heightened conflict, and then coming out to the audience and saying, how would you solve the problem that we just presented in this play? And it gives the audience a chance to give ideas to the actors and potentially even to come on up themselves and to try out how they might solve the situation.
Students from Topher Barrett's theater class will perform scenes from The Mockingbird Project today at 3 o'clock as part of the Storytelling Festival at the Kalamazoo Valley Museum. During the week, they practice in the high school's dance room.
So let's take the next few minutes, talk about how you can build these scenes up. How can you make it clear where you are? Figure out a setting.
I don't know why the teacher had it so hard.
Yeah, then the book didn't even have nothing to do with the story.
I'm saying.
I was wondering, why are you so dark-skinned, though?
What, do you play volleyball?
Well, I was wondering, why are you so light-skinned?
Dodd says many of the scenes from The Mockingbird Project are taken from the teens' real-life experiences with stereotyping and segregation.
My name is Quinn Little. In my English class, one of my teachers, he's kind of funny, and there's a lot of black people in our class, so he usually tries to give us that vibe. So it was one day he came into class, and he was giving a demonstration. He was like, just in case you're on your way to the corner store to go grab a 40, then it was something like that. I mean, I found it offensive at first, but I mean, until I found out he was playing, and it was kind of funny ever since.
That was a little awkward for you, right?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Kaylee Shear. Once you tell them that you're Mexican, they're like, oh, you speak Spanish or you play soccer?
At KC, they like segregate themselves with people who they feel comfortable with. Makaya, M-Y-K-E-I-A, Hawkins. They don't want to feel like an outcast, kind of. So they want to be with people that are like goofy people, like them too. That's why they're working together, because they're both goofy. And like Caucasian people, they'll stick together because I guess like people say that they're scared, but they're more comfortable with the people that they're with. Like I talk to everybody, and so I'm just comfortable with a whole bunch of people.
Aaliyah May. I think different peoples and different cultures should interact with each other and learn more about each other before you judge someone else. Because sometimes at school I see a lot of judging other people, like people will judge other people for what they do and how they act and who they are, rather than talking to them and trying to get to know them first.
Dodd says before starting the project, the students spent some time just getting to know each other.
We had to trust each other enough so that we could open up and discuss some of these issues in their own lives so that they could say, yeah, I had the one time I experienced this moment where we were driving somewhere and we got out and we were the only people of color at a gas station and it felt really uncomfortable. That was one of the early stories that came out once we kind of built the trust within the group.
Talking about race and discrimination isn't easy, but student Katie Sykes says it's necessary to make Kalamazoo a connected community.
To me, it's like saying, your vote doesn't count, when really, all the votes count to make a difference. So I feel like if you don't have your say in social justice, then you have no right to complain on how your community is, right? If you don't vote for a president, you have no right to complain about who your president is. So that's how I see it.
So everybody needs to be part of it.
Yeah, and don't be afraid to have your own opinion and your own voice, because that's what makes a community, to not be afraid to be able to interact with the people who you see every day.
But the project doesn't stop at the forum workshop. With the help of an Education for the Arts grant and funding from the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo, the students have created a study guide for teachers as well as a research presentation. Dodd says the goal is to help Kalamazoo Central Theater students connect with their communities and encourage more students to get involved in theater. You can see scenes from The Mockingbird Project at the Kalamazoo Valley Museum Storytelling Festival today at 3. To see the full festival lineup, follow the links on our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.